Oh, I've been waiting for this movie for ages. I can't wait to see it. I can't believe they made a Frankenstein remake. I guess most of the movies haven't really been that true to life. But I hear this new one is supposed to be pretty good. The movie should be starting soon. Let's go and get our tickets and get some snacks and stuff, okay? Your treat. Come on. Hi, what can I... I'm really sorry to inform you, but we're not actually allowed to serve humans today. It's, I guess, a bit too dangerous at this time of year with all the monsters out. It's just a company policy. After that incident a few years ago where the basilisk devoured all of those moviegoers. Yeah. Sorry, you can come back in a week or two and watch a movie though. If you just wanted to watch the movie by yourself, that's fine. But I can't allow you to bring a human in. What? No way. That has to be illegal. Are you sure? Hey, I'm sorry. I don't make the rules, okay? And I really can't risk my job. If there was any other way, I would let you in. But, well, the theater is going to be full of monsters. They're going to sniff you out in no time.
I'll just get a ticket for myself then.
Okay, would you like any snacks?
No, I'm good. I think I'll be too full to eat anything.
Okay, great. That's $8.99. Yep, okay, thanks. Enjoy your movie, and you can leave your human outside. He needs to stay off the premises. It's policy. Sorry.
Oh, no worries. I'll just use the bathroom first and then we'll sort that out, okay? Come on, honey. No, shh. Come with me, okay? I got a plan. Just come here to the bathroom. Okay. I know, I didn't know they made that rule either. Though I guess I kind of see why. You would be in real danger being in a movie theater full of monsters that want to eat you. Well, I thought maybe I could swallow you and keep you in my tummy, okay? I mean, I know it sounds weird, but like, I am a Frankenstein monster girl, so you shouldn't really come to much harm in there. After all, I'm kind of undead, right? So my stomach isn't really gonna do much to you. And I guess you can listen to the movie and I'll let you know what's going on. What do you think? Okay. Really? Wow, I can't believe you actually, agreed to it. I didn't know that you would be into that kind of thing. Though I have to say, I was kind of curious. Anyway, the movie's gonna start soon, so let me just, unhinge my jaw a little bit and then you can climb right in. It'll probably be a pretty big stretch considering we're, more or less the same size, so just try to go down slowly and don't wiggle too much, okay? Here, maybe let's take your claws off. That may help you go down better. Okay, just
sometimes too. Okay, perfect.
Don't worry, I'll keep your clothes in my big bag.
Well, I guess it's now or never. Are you ready? Okay. Are you sure? All right. Go on.
Oh my gosh, you're so big. Oh god, I thought you weren't gonna go down for a second. Oh, I got a little bit scared. We made it now. Oh god, my belly's so big. You really stretched me out. God, I look like I'm pregnant. Even bigger than that, almost. Oh, gosh. Oh, don't squirm so much. Get comfy, okay? Okay, I'm gonna try and waddle my way into the theater. And this way you should be nice and safe, and none of the other monsters will smell you. Okay, come on. Let's get in there. It should be starting. Oh, crap. The ads are almost over and the movie's almost started. Let me try and find a spot. Oh no, our seats are in the middle. Sorry, can I get through? Okay, thank you. Sorry. Sorry. Can I just... Thanks. Sorry. My seat's just up there. Could I get past? Great, thank you. I'm so sorry about this. Oh gosh, okay, we made it. Okay, shh. The movie is about to start, okay? Oh gosh. Oh, don't wiggle so much. Oh, shh, I gotta be quiet, okay? The movie is starting, but you can listen in, okay? Alright. Just take time. Thank you.
You went back to Cornwall and I... Well, I went around the world, collecting 4 volumes worth of anecdotes for the autobiography I'm now writing. Since I last saw you, nearly 50 years ago, I've been a captain, merchant, traveller, journalist, lecturer, member of parliament, much maligned colonial reform in India, campaigner against slavery, an enemy of the all ever. But I never managed to give the mark to you. Very hard, I'm trying. He was dead now, 20 years. He died 3 years after he abolished slavery throughout the empire. But I wrestled my black face still. I think about you, wonder about you, cry. What is there left? Why did you run away that day at Salamon? All of those years of my life. And you don't understand that. All you told to your wife. You ran away with her. Thank you. Great to see you again as well.
Let me give you another example. In Brazil, on the plantation, the overseer would encourage the gang to sing once a day at the end of a gang. He thought how negative that was singing and working hard. But we knew that the sweeter, the more harmonious he was, the more disturbed he would be by the principle that we are filled with his mind, the more disturbed he would be. And sometimes, lullabies can be the most terrifying melody of all. Yeah. someone else's voice. A historian, an actor, a playwright, a different composer, then silence.